data analytics is the science of using large amounts of data that typically your agency will already have to improve the predictability of your operations, the certainty of your outcomes, and the ability to make better decisions.
And so how does it actually work? I mean, I've got servers, and I've got all these applications, and I've got all these databases. How do I attack them in that angle?
Oh, sure. The federal customers I talk to never seem to have a shortage of data. They've often got some of the richest data sources in the world, but they're typically interacting with it through a series of reports. And if you think about that, a report is really a backward-looking thing about what happened. And, of course, the first question you're going to ask is, why did it happen? And then you're going to ask, what's likely to happen? And then perhaps you'll finally ask, what's the best thing that could happen? And the answers to a lot of those questions, in fact, to most of those questions, are buried in that very data. So analytics is about getting your hands on the data in a way to make those more high-value decisions, make them better.
In this, in a sense, is like a Lean Six Sigma, in that you're just evaluating the program to see what's working and what's not, and then you can determine from the data what would be better to be continued on with, and others to be cut loose?
Certainly you could use it to analyze the relative effectiveness of different parts of your program. We heard at our seminar earlier in the week from the Justice Department that as they redo their financial system, they not only want to know where the money went, but they want to know if they have a couple different ways to do something, which way creates the best outcome or creates the same outcome for the least money. But the most exciting aspects of this are where you can accomplish tasks you never accomplished before.
Well, give us an example.
Well, let's take a look at one of the customers that spoke at our event earlier in the week. The Postal Service has worked for years on improving the timeliness of their first-class mail delivery, and it wasn't until many years ago that they started injecting test mail into the system and tracking that mail through the system in very, very detailed studies of where it went that they were able to make tremendous gains in the predictability and the certainty of their delivery. And so they're now almost up to 100% on-time delivery of their first-class mail.
And so how would data analytics have interpreted the test mail test?
Well, you would see cases where the mail might be showing up systematically late to a certain geography and find out, what was the root cause of that. And then you might start asking questions about what's the fastest delivery I could ever get and how could I reallocate my logistics resources to get those deliveries not only faster but cheaper. Another great example that's more of a human example that we heard from the Social Security Administration is when people put in a request for disability benefits, it's very important to them to highly prioritize the applications for the people that are in the greatest need. And by using analytical techniques, they could do further analysis of the applications and information they knew about these folks to get those patients that had the greatest need the quickest disability determination.
And so with respect to IBM, is this something that you buy, something that you subscribe to? How does somebody get started if they would like to do this analysis?
Yes, our focus here has been on making it easy to get started. So that involves a staff of about 400 folks that are skilled in the practice of analyzing business and government mission processes for the use of analytics. It involves a number of acquisitions in our software brand. And really what we're talking about here is taking the power that the intelligence agencies and the DOD and the Department of Energy have had with their supercomputers and their very, very specialized analytics, and making it available to essentially every federal agency at extremely affordable cost. So our whole focus has been about how easy it's to get started and how quickly can we get a customer taking advantage of the information they already have.
Is this because it's a shared service? Is that what makes it so affordable?
That certainly could be a great strategy for an agency, is to build a capability that's shared across the agency or a group of agencies, because many of these optimizations will result from combining information from different parts of an agency. So that's, in fact, a very good way to get started.
We're talking with Dr. David McQueenie. He's the Chief Technology Officer for IBM's U.S. Federal Business. And I just want to back up for a minute and find out, how does a person that would need these answers, how do you know what questions to ask? I mean, I conjure up dreams of how people thought computers were back in the 1960s. You would feed a question in and ding, you'd get an answer out. I mean, how do you get started intellectually on this type of process?
That's a great question. And the goal that we have is to make sure that we start with a government client who knows their mission. And they know their mission, they know the outcomes they're looking for, and those are usually simple to define, very, very complicated to achieve, but very easy to define. So the example I gave you with the Postal Service of on-time delivery of mail, or Social Security getting very rapid determination of disability benefit eligibility. And so those are usually simple. The hard part, as you point out, is what are the detailed technical questions you ask underneath? And through years of work with our research mathematicians and our consultants and our software people, we've learned the repeating patterns of the mathematics and the algorithms in a way that we can make those very easy for folks that are mission experts to use without having to become mathematicians themselves.
Mr. McQueenie, is this easier on some projects than it is on others?
Yes, it is. And we typically advise our clients that there will be a range of degree of difficulty and a range of benefits they can achieve, and we often look to find some of the easiest, quickest hits that we can to show people the value and to make sure that we get a benefit right away, and then as the organization becomes more expert over time, they can apply this technique to some of the harder problems that often have a higher payoff but take some more expertise to attack.
Yeah, more digging to figure out. And are agencies already utilizing your services? Do you have a number that are already doing this?
Oh, yes. There are several federal clients and many around the world in the commercial world, and we are very pleased to have four or five of our federal clients speaking at our event earlier in the week. Some of the examples I gave you were from the examples that our federal clients gave at that event early this week down at the Reagan Building.
And people don't have to buy new equipment. They can just subscribe to this. It's almost like a cloud service, it sounds like.
It certainly could be deployed on a cloud, and that would be a terrific, very efficient deployment model for it. You can approach this many different ways depending on how your enterprise is set up, but you typically could use equipment that you have, or you might decide that it's so valuable that you want to add some capacity, but you can almost always start with the equipment and the data that you have.